All right, the next one is the Homeness 5S system. And the reason we love the 5S is because this is a system that was actually developed by the Japanese management system. And what it stands for is basically the first S stands for sort, which is keep what you use and eliminate what you don't need. The other S, or the second S, stands for straighten, which is arrange all items used in order. The third S is to shine, to clean the area of your work. The fourth one is to standardize or establish a procedure to always get the same configuration. And the last one, S, is for sustain, which is maintain the area in the order and organized over time. So what's so good about it, right? It's a systematic organization to sustain maintenance, right? So what you want to do is first, you know, you want to know what you need and what you don't need, all right? Because what you don't need is actually taking a space in your home, in your closets, and making you actually store items into a storage facility that, you know, is going to be charged you on a monthly basis. And that's what you don't want. You want to use, empty out your closets, empty out your cabinets, empty out your pantries, empty out every single area of your home that you have no clue or no idea of what's in it. All right, so that the worst things and the worst feelings that you can have in life is not knowing what's in it. And this incognita actually drives you crazy, or at least it drives me very crazy, not knowing what I have in every single drawer, not knowing what's in it and what it's supposed to do or be there for, okay? And it definitely is going to save you tons of time and money. And when I say time, is because, you know, if you don't know what you have inside of your drawers, inside of your closets, how the heck you're going to know, you know, what to buy or what not to buy? You know, in case, let's say, just give you a quick example, in your garage, for instance, if, you know, let's say, you know, you keep the basketballs and the system that you use to inflate the basketballs or the volleyballs, and you know, one day you decide to go to the beach and you know your all your balls are actually, you know, without any air. So what your next reaction is to, you know, actually inflate those balls. And as you look through your garage, you find yourself in a deep dumping ground, right? Which you have no clue whatsoever what's in it. Right, and you navigate through your whole garage and you're able to probably move one or two steps inside of your garage, but you find nothing but just garbage inside of your garage. And then you leave and go to the store and spend another $30-$40 in a new you know, inflating system, inflating tool, so that you can actually go and have a happy time at the beach, right? So that's wasted money, that's wasted time, because you just took the you know, you took your car, wasted your gas to go over to Models or to any sportswear, you know, facility or store and, you know, purchase it, right? And then you had to pay money out of your pocket. There's more money invested, had to wait online, had to, you know, go through the whole, you know, pain of standing online and paying for an item that you already have, but you have no clue whatsoever where in your house is, right? So that's what I mean by losing time, wasting time and money. However, if you take you know, the decision to go through the 5S organizational system, what you do is we're going to be going inside of your garages, your closets, your pantries, your linen closets, any part area where you store your home items, and we're going to be getting rid of the stuff you don't need, getting rid of the stuff that you have in vain. A lot of people, a lot of time, they say that they need everything. No, they do not need everything. They do not need to have in their closets shoes from the 70s or the 80s that they don't use anymore. There's no point in keeping them there. There's like a fish, actually an emotional attachment to those shoes, because they remind them, you know, their graduation or maybe the first time they met their husband or wife or whatever. But they're all full of dust, and they're just on the way interrupting the actual usage of the other things that are more useful that you use every day, right? So that's why we need to actually go into your closets, go into your drawers, go into every single area of your house, and actually first sort it, see what you use, and eliminate anything that you don't need, all right? And the next thing is we want to arrange all the items in order, okay? So we want to have the shoes in the areas where the shoes goes, sneakers next to the sneakers, and, you know, the dressing shoes next to the dressing shoes and the casual shoes next to the casual shoes. If you have a bigger closet, we can actually do it. Casuals, you know, with the light color casuals, dark color casuals, dressing shoes, light color shoes, dark color shoes. And depending on how much space you have in your closet, we can actually get very creative. Okay, so then the next thing after we're going to be arranging everything in a systematic order, we need to clean the area. We need to make sure that it's clean, you know, before we can actually place these items into their proper area. Okay, then we need to standardize it. We need to establish a procedure to always keep the same configuration. And the way we do it is we're actually going to label it. We're going to make sure that every single area where you keep your shoes or your pants, it's actually properly labeled, okay? And we're going to be giving you a map as to how we're leaving your closet. So every time you keep the same configuration of your closet, and then every month or every week or every 2 weeks, there is a cleaning taking place inside of those areas so that we can actually spot which items are out of place or which items are starting to accumulate in a place that they're not supposed to be. So we need to keep an ongoing frequent maintenance of any area of your home that you consider to be in a storage area, whether it's your closet, your garage, your pantries, any area that you consider a storage place for your home items. Then we need to sustain it, and we're going to sustain it because we're going to be giving you a map of the areas that we have cleaned, organized, and eliminated anything that you don't need, and we're going to be providing you with the frequency by which we're going to be doing it, on what schedule we're going to be doing it, when we're going to be doing it, and what to do in case we find items that do not belong to those areas, okay? So that's why this is a systematic approach to keeping your place, your storage areas, not only clean, but not organized only in one day, or organized with items that you don't need, because you can actually organize your closets or your garage, you know, also, right, and keep everything organized, but not knowing that, you know, there's an item, let's say, in your garage is, you know, a power tool that really does not work, but you just kept it with all the power tools thinking that, yes, it looks cool and organized, but really it makes no sense to keep it there because obviously, you know, the tool is broken. So there is no point of keeping it, keeping a space and taking a space that you're paying at the storage facility just to have it there stored in your home thinking that it's organized and clean, but in fact, it's not working. So if it doesn't work, then just get rid of it or sell it or give it to somebody else, okay, who can actually take the time to repair it.